This is New England Public Radio News. Students across the country plan to walk out of class Wednesday morning to mark 1 month since the Parkland shooting and to call for safer schools. In the past decade, it's become the norm for students to practice lockdowns to protect against an intruder with a gun. Now, as New England Public Radio's Nancy Cohen reports, some Western Massachusetts educators say they want to do more to secure their schools.
At Mohawk Trail Middle School in Sheldon Falls, Massachusetts, students are grabbing books, slamming lockers, and chatting each other up before class. Superintendent Michael Bonaconte spends a lot of time thinking about how to protect them.
The layers of defense is what I want to get at. What can we do to make it more and more difficult to get inside our schools to cause harm?
With 28 years in the military, he still serves in the Air Force Reserve, Bonaconte uses words like layers of defense and hardening the target to describe policies to keep school children safe. An extra layer are fire doors just inside the locked exterior doors. With the flip of a switch, they can block hallways leading to classrooms.
They were really designed in the event of a fire, but it also happens to help us in this kind of a threat as well.
This is one example of how educators in the region are coming up with ways to protect students in older school buildings that weren't built to be fortresses, but to be open and inviting to students to learn.
Let's start with this first one up here. Go ahead. Erica, read that for us, please.
Besides social studies classes like this one, a normal part of school is active shooter drills, known as lockdowns. Bonaconte points out the big first floor windows that look out on a blanket of snow. They're decorated with paper snowflakes and also have shades, essential to keep a gunman from looking in.
Those shades would be pulled down and the kids and the teacher would move out of the line of sight from the glass in the doorway here.
The idea is lock the door, darken the room, and be quiet so a shooter won't find you. Even younger children are trained. At the Coleraine Central School, second graders are jumping rope in gym class.
He did six.
The school has only about 115 students. It's right next to a farm. Still, Principal Amy Lumen says teachers are vigilant.
They know who should be here and who shouldn't be here, and they don't hesitate if they see something to ask questions.
Lumen says during their lockdown drills, everyone stays on their feet.
So that you can be mobile. Back when we very first started lockdown drills, it was everybody sit down, quiet, still, tucked away kind of thing. And, you know, now we've come to realize the need to be able to move if necessary.
Got to stir the grits so they don't stick.
It's breakfast time in Paul Lumpkin's home in Springfield, a city with 26,000 public school students. Three of them are his children, Kiara, PJ, and 9-year-old Beauty, who explains how her school practices lockdown drills.
We have a little sign that has a smile face, and it says safety. So we just go stand over there where it's, like, quiet, and it's where the cabinets are.
Beauty says if a classmate makes noise, it could put all the students in danger.
It might happen to us one day, because what if somebody got expelled and they came all the way to our school to get revenge?
The what-ifs are there for older students, too. Kiara, who's 13, says kids don't always know if it's just a drill.
I mean, it's kind of scary because, like, when they go to rattle the door, then, like, you don't know if it's somebody real or it's just the principal's, but otherwise it's fine.
Kiara's school has a metal detector and a police officer. Her father, who works for the teachers' union, says Springfield does a good job keeping students safe in school.
But I think the bigger concern, considering where we live, it's the outside of school thing. The gun violence, I think it affects us more outside of school, particularly in this community.
Audrey Murph Brown, a Springfield school social worker, agrees. She says the mass shootings tend to happen in suburban and rural schools. In Springfield, she says, schools are a safe haven. Even the gangs respect them.
You go by any public school in Springfield, you're not going to find gangs on that property. You're not going to find people in the corner, you know, dealing drugs. Those unsavory individuals are staying away. When they see the teachers come out, they're like, yo, get out of her way. They're not messing with Miss Murph.
Other educators say what they worry most about are children who don't get the services they need and who may become disruptive or violent. Beth Ann Albro Fisher is a reading teacher in the Colburn School in West Springfield. She wonders who these armed shooters once were.
That child who ends up bringing a gun and taking their rage and their sadness and frustration out on other people. What have we done for them up until that point, if they've been in our schools for many years? That's something I think about.
Albro Fisher says she tries not to show her students, but she finds the drills terrifying.
Teachers die in these shootings, too. And after the Florida shooting, it was the first time my daughters asked me, Mom, what would you do? Where do you go? I protect my students, right? I mean, that is what the teachers are doing.
Up in Coleraine, that's what Principal Amy Lumen says she would do.
It's not a comfortable feeling, but I know without hesitation that would be my primary concern, is making sure my kids were safe.
Neither Lumen nor any of the people interviewed for this story would support giving teachers guns. But if a gunman were to get into a classroom, school superintendent Michael Bonaconti says his teachers and students are trained to fight back.
Use any and everything at your disposal to physically disarm the person.
A chair, heavy book, or a laptop.
Overwhelm the person with numbers. It takes courage. I mean, that's where it's scary at that point, right?
It's sobering.
It's the world we live in. We just need to do this.
For New England Public Radio, I'm Nancy Cohen.